So, Robin, I don't know about your kitchen. We were in sixth gear baking for the holidays over the weekend. Are you on the sugar train this season?
You know, let me think. Holiday sugar. Yes. You know, we used to get sugar for Christmas, these little boxes of sugar icicles. When I think about it, I mean,
all by itself. There you go.
They're awful for us, but it's part of the holiday.
Let us talk sweets now with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst, who is dreaming up some new desserts for our holidays this season. Kathy, hello.
Hello to both of you.
Hello, hello. And let's start with a happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. Yep. Happy Hanukkah to all.
Yep.
And to you.
Yep. First night, Sunday night, donuts are often fried up. You have a Moroccan donut recipe. What have we got here?
I do. Fried foods are a traditional part of Hanukkah. Latkes are potato pancakes, we know. These are called svinj. They are Moroccan donuts. It's an old family recipe of Ron and Lital Arazi, who own New York Shook, a spice company. These are yeasted donuts. Don't get scared. You make up a dough. You let it sit and bubble and come to life, and then you fry them, and they're airy and light. But the really cool thing is you drizzle them with a syrup flavored with cardamom and saffron. And if that sounds too much, you can dip them in sugar and cinnamon. But it's a very accessible recipe and a wonderful way to celebrate Hanukkah, or just, you know, incorporate more donuts into your life.
General. Yeah.
Kathy, say that word again.
But
what's
Svenge.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right, moving on. You also have a new Christmas cookie recipe for us. Chocolate-dipped tangerine biscuit. Oh, you go. You do it.
Yeah, chocolate-dipped tangerine and toasted pecan biscotti, which is a mouthful. Biscotti are the twice-baked Italian cookie, very crisp and crunchy. I flavor them with tangerine zest and juice. You could use oranges and toasted pecans. Oh. And then when they're cooled and baked, you dip them into melted chocolate. And these are really simple to make. They have very little butter in them, but big wintry flavors, perfect for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or part of your cookie swap.
Big crunch, I gather.
Oh, you'd be real popular if you put that in a cookie swap. By the way, we'll have all of these at hereandnow.org, including your recipe for a sweet potato pie that could be served at Kwanzaa, which celebrates the African-American culture. It starts December 26th. You roast sweet potatoes. Discuss.
I really like the texture of a roasted sweet potato versus a boiled one. And you might think the cake, the pie, would not be as fluffy and light, but you would be wrong. The texture of a roasted sweet potato adds a lot of, dare I say, integrity to this sweet potato pie. And once the sweet potato pie is finished, you surround it with maple syrup glazed pecans.
Oh,
so it's very beautiful. You can use a pre-made crust. You bake these sweet potatoes. You just whisk them up with a little sweetened evaporated milk, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger. Your whole kitchen smells like the essence of holidays.
Oh, well, I have to say sweet potato pie already has inherent integrity, however you cook them.
There you go. Yes.
Okay. Chocolate is at the center of most holiday celebrations, certainly ours. And you have mini chocolate souffle cakes. Go.
Yes, souffle in quotes, because a traditional souffle, you would whip the egg whites, and this is more of a cross between a chocolate molten cake and a mini souffle. So you melt butter and chocolate, yum, 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 eggs and egg yolks and a little bit of sugar, and then you put them into individual ramekins or a big souffle cake pan or something, and then you put a layer of raspberries or fresh fruit in the middle, more of the chocolate cake on top, bake them, they puff up like a souffle, very dramatic, would be perfect for any holiday or a New Year's Eve romantic dinner.
Oh, well, I just want to ask, I mean, I'd be so exhausted if I try to make the thing.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure I would be at that romantic dinner, but most people are just making sugar cookies. Can you just give us one tip? If, you know, you're rolling the ball of dough and you're doing the rollout and the cookie cutters, just a tip.
Yeah, one thing I've learned about cookies in general is let the dough sit before you make them. 24 hours if you've got it, but at least an hour. The cookies will be crisper and better.
Yeah, and you have, everybody has the traditional recipes. Yours is butter crunch?
Butter crunch is my annual tradition, a homemade candy that is not nearly as hard as it sounds, and I do it with toasted pistachio, dark chocolate, and sea salt.
Are like thermometers involved, or?
They can be, or you can eye it, but you know what? It's really not tough, and boy, everybody I give this to just lights up. Big smiles.
Yeah, you can box it.
Smiling over here. Mm-hmm. After talking holiday desserts with Here and Now, resident chef Kathy Gunst. And as Robin said, we will have all her recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy, happy holidays. Thank you as always.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you all.